This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Chukas, Parak Chaf, Psukim Chaf Gimel Chaf Dalet, Vayemar Hashem al Moshe ve'al Aroin, Behor HaHor al Gvul Eretz Adoim Leimor, Ye'osef Aharon al Amav. This was at the end of the 40 years in the Midbar, and Klal Yisrael were situated by the border of Edoim, and Hashem gave word it was time for Aaron to pass on. And the question that Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz raises is, why did Aaron have to pass away opposite Eretz Edoim? What is the connection between Aaron HaKoyein and Eretz Edoim? So Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz in the Tiferes Yonasan explains as follows. We know Moshe Rabbeinu was buried Mol Beis Pa'ar. Why was Moshe buried Mol Beis Pa'ar? To mechaper on the Avoin of Pa'ar. What was the sin of Pa'ar? Klal Yisrael, they excreted opposite the Avodah Zarah. This tzoya came meroiv achila. Moshe Rabbeinu was the very antithesis of that. Moshe Rabbeinu was above taivas achila. He went up to Har Sinai, and for 40 days he didn't eat, he didn't drink. In his merits, says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, Klal Yisrael were zoicha to get the man, which was nivla be'evareim, it was absorbed in their limbs. So that's why Moshe was the perfect kapara for the chid of Pa'ar. Likewise, says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, Aroin was buried specifically opposite Eretz Edoim, because Edoim has a taina on Yaakov Avinu, on Klal Yisrael, Vayakveni Zeh Pa'amayim, I'm the oldest brother, and he took the Bechayra from me. So therefore, Aaron HaKohen is specifically buried there, because Aaron HaKohen was also older than his brother Moshe. And not only did he not have tainas on Moshe, but Aaron expressed great joy when he saw the gedula that was bestowed on Moshe. The pasuk says, "V'ro'acha v'samach b'libay," because Moshe was greater than him in nevuah and chachma. Furthermore, Aaron HaKohen was given the avoida from the bechayrim, so Aaron HaKohen had and achieved the avoida, even though it belonged to someone else. So Aaron HaKohen is the perfect antithesis to Esav. He is an individual who, yes, the birthright was taken away from him, but he was joyous over it. He is an individual who got avoida from the Bechayrim, and therefore he too is the antithesis of Esav, and he was specifically and especially buried opposite Eretz Edom to protect Klal Yisrael from any accusations and any ketrugim of Esav HaRasha. Wishing everyone a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.